正道的经文是生命记26章，首先16到19节，耶和华你的神今日吩咐你行这些律例典章，所以你要尽心尽性谨守遵行。你今日认耶和华为你的神，应许遵行他的道，谨守他的律例诫命典章，听从他的话。耶和华今日照他所应许你的，也认你为他的子民，使你谨守他的一切诫命，又使你得称赞美名尊荣，超乎他所造的万民之上，并照他所应许的，使你归耶和华你神为圣洁的民。27章9到13节，摩西和祭司利未人晓谕以色列众人说，以色列啊，要默默静听，你今日成为耶和华你神的百姓了，所以要听从耶和华你神的话，遵行他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。当日摩西嘱咐百姓说，你们过了约旦河，西缅、利未、犹大、以撒迦、约瑟、便雅悯六个支派的人都要站在基利新山上为百姓祝福，流便、加德、雅舍、西布伦、但、拿弗他利六个支派的人都要站在以巴路山上宣布咒诅。28章1到14节，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。你在城里必蒙福，在田间也必蒙福，你身所生的，地所产的，牲畜所下的，以及牛犊羊羔都必蒙福，你的筐子和你的团面盆都必蒙福，你出也蒙福，入也蒙福。仇敌起来攻击你，耶和华必使他们在你面前被你杀败。他们从一条路来攻击你，必从7条路逃跑。在你仓房里，并你手所办的一切事上，耶和华所命的福必临到你。耶和华你神也要在所给你的地上赐福于你。你若谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，他必照着向你所起的誓，立你作为自己的圣名。天下万民见你归在耶和华的名下，就要惧怕你。你在耶和华向你列祖起誓应许赐你的地上，他必使你身所生的，牲畜所下的，地所产的，都绰绰有余。耶和华必为你开天上的府库，按时降雨在你的地上，在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。你必借给许多国民，却不至向他们借贷。你若听从耶和华你神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，谨守遵行，不偏左右，也不随从侍奉别神，耶和华就必使你作首不作尾，但居上不居下。
Today's Bible reading comes from Deuteronomy chapters 26 verses 16 to 19, and chapter 27 verses 9 to 13, chapter 28 verses 1 to 14. The Lord your God commands you this day to follow these decrees and laws carefully, observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have declared this day that the Lord is your God, and you will walk in obedience to him, and you will keep his decrees, commands, and laws, that you will listen to him. And the Lord has declared this day that you are his people and his treasured possessions, as he promised, and that you are to keep all his commands. He has declared that he will set you in praise, fame, and honor high above all the other nations. He has made you that you will be a people holy to the Lord your God, as he promised. Then from Moses and the Levitical priests said to all Israel, Be silent, Israel, and listen. You have now become the people of the Lord, your God. Obey the Lord your God, and follow his commands and decrees that I give you today. On the same day, Moses commanded the people, When you have crossed the Jordan, these tribes shall stand on Mount Gerizim and bless the people, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these tribes shall stand on Mount Ebal to pronounce curses, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. If you fully obey the Lord your God, and carefully follow all his commandments, I will give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the other nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you, and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your lands, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You'll be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns, and everything you put in your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he has promised you an oath. If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in seasons, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but to borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands that the Lord your God has given you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them.
Brothers and sisters, today is a very exciting time.
因为我们要讲到关于蒙福的事情。
Because we will be talking about blessing.
我们中国人是对这一个问题非常敏感。
Chinese people really love blessings.
所以我们上次讲到在门口贴对联。
So last year we spoke of the New Year posters that we hang in Chinese New Year.
那么现在我们在荧光屏上看到这一个字。
And you can see this word.
Kids, can you read? You know what it is? No? So you should learn something, right? 你知道吗？知道什么字？ Very good! 这个福怎么了？Upside down, 倒过来了。你知道 why it's upside down? 不知道。OK， 这个倒过来的倒和到来的到是同音，所以你到了你家门口，你就会说，哎，你的福到了，明白吗 ？That means your blessing arrived, right? Yeah, that's what it means. OK， 因为这个 upside down 和 arrive 在 Chinese 里面是同样的发音啊，是 same pronunciation， 所以这个我们就说你的福字贴倒过来了，就是意思就是说 这个祝福就临到了你家了。
So the word for blessing is hung upside down, and it's a play on words between upside down and arrive. So it means the blessing has arrived at your house.
我们中国人是非常对于祝福这个概念非常敏感的。
And Chinese people are very reactive to this word blessing.
所以我们一到了逢年过节的时候，我们会彼此祝福。
So every year at Chinese New Year, we will bless each other.
那我们祝福什么东西？
What will we bless each other with?
我们祝福什么？那洋人都会说了，见了我们中国人的面说，恭喜发财。
Some people will say, good luck with good fortune.
所以我们认为有了钱就有了福气。
As if having a fortune means being blessed.
其实不是的。
Actually, this may not be the case.
这个我们中国人的祖先在造这个福这个字的时候
，Our ancestors, the Chinese ancestors, when they designed this character,
是放进去了非常重要的信息。
They put a very important meaning there.
为要使我们中国人能够很清楚知道福从何来。
That the Chinese people will know where the blessing comes from.
那么我们知道福到我家，对吧？
And we will say, may the blessing come to my house.
那么表示说我家里边是不产生福的。
Which means that my house does not produce blessing.
所以这个福一定从外边的某一个地方来。
The blessing must come from an external source.
那么从什么地方来呢？
From where?
中国人我们过去很多年我们的民族的命运并不太好。
In the past, our culture has not been very fortunate.
For many, many years,
Chinese
culture is very simple. 我们按照圣经上说，以色列人神说你要居首不居尾。
By the scriptural standards,
就是告诉这个以色列人，他们要 be head not tails, 他们要成为头而不成为尾巴。
That the Israelites shall be leaders and not followers.
可是咱们中国人几乎到了全世界，包括到了非洲，曾经一段时间的时候，人家都看不起中国人。
But for a certain time, the Chinese people were considered a third world country.
这个我们到哪里去，我们就开个小餐馆。
And we will open restaurants.
生活的一个很低的社会地位。
And live on a low level in society.
这是为什么产生这个问题
？And why does this happen?
其实。圣经非常告诉我们的这个问题的关键
Actually, the scripture tells us why.
就是我们虽然懂得我们要互相祝福
And that is that even though we understand we must bless each other
我们有很好的愿望
We have a good hope
可是我们不知道这个愿望该如何实现
Even though we mean well, we don't know how to perform it
我们也不知道祝福从何而来
And we do not know where the blessing comes from.
那么今天在我们的这一段圣经里边记录的这件事
And so we read from the scripture today.
就要解开这个问题的关键
is to understand the vital point of blessing.
那么当我们读到这段经文的时候
And when we read this passage,
我们要把时钟往后转
We should rewind the clock.
转3500年
3500 years ago.
所以这是发生在3500年的时候的事情。
And so these occurred 3500 years ago.
那么这个时候是在以色列这个民族非常关键的一个时刻。
And this was a very vital time for the Israelite people.
今天早晨我们的查经班在讲到以色列人曾经下到埃及去。
This morning we spoke of how the Israelites went down to Egypt.
那么现在呢，摩西把以色列人从埃及地带出来了。
And now Moses has brought them out.
经过了40年旷野的操练。
And trained them for 40 years.
那么现在他们来到了约旦河的东岸。
And now they have arrived on the east coast of the River Jordan.
摩西因为他也违背了做领袖的原则。
And Moses because he rebelled against the leadership of God.
所以他不能过约旦河进入迦南地区
And so he is not allowed to enter into the land of Canaan.
神要立一个新的领袖就是约书亚要带他们进入到迦南地
And God will build up a new leader, Joshua, to lead the people into Canaan.
那么上帝盼望着以色列民进到迦南地以后是成为一个蒙福的百姓
And God hopes that the people of Israel will be a blessing.
所以在最后摩西的这个他的人生的这个历程里面
And so on the very end of Moses' journey
上帝要借着摩西来告诉以色列人
God through Moses wants to tell the Israelites
就是你蒙福 或者被咒诅的那个根源在什么地方。
The source of your blessing or your curse.
那么这个不仅仅是告诉以色列人。
And this is not only to the Israelite people.
也是要告诉我们普世界的人。
But to all people throughout the world.
今天也告诉我们中国人。
And today to us as well.
当你盼望这个福要到来的时候。
When you hope that the blessing will come.
你要这个知道福从哪里来。
You should know where it comes from.
然后知道这个福为什么来。
And why does it come?
那这个摩西在这里就要告诉以色列人要解决这个问题。
And so Moses will solve this question for the Israelites.
那么这个时候在这个第二十六章第十六节这里。
So we read from chapter 26, verse 16.
这个十七节这样说，从今日，你们今日认耶和华为你的神。
Today you have obtained the Lord's agreement to be your God.
然后到了第二十七章的第九节，这个然后又说，这个以色列啊，你要默默的听，今日你们成了耶和华的你神的百姓。
And then we read in chapter 27, verse 9, O Israel, this very day you have become the people of the Lord your God.
所以我们就可以说在那一个时刻。
And so we can see in that moment.
是摩西为以色列人建立信仰的那个时刻。
That was the time that Moses built the faith of the Israelite people.
什么叫做建立了信仰呢？
What does it mean to found the faith?
就是百姓认识了他的上帝。
That is that the people recognize their God.
那么上帝接受了这些人作为他的百姓。
And God accepts these people to be his citizens.
那么当这件事情建立起来的时候，
And when this has been done,
就等于为这一批的百姓建立了他的正确的信仰。
It means that for these people, they have established their correct faith.
中国人是一个历史很长的文化的民族。
The Chinese culture has a long history.
我相信中国人也是非常聪明的民族。
And I believe that they are also very intelligent people.
那么中国人也是非常勤奋努力工作的民族。
And a very hardworking people.
但是为什么我们常常是在别的民族的文化的下面呢？
But why is it that their culture is weaker than the others?
因为我们严重的缺乏信仰。
Because we are missing a faith.
中国人的内心里边缺乏一个至高者。
In the hearts of Chinese people, there is no authority.
所以什么叫做信仰？
And so what is faith?
就是确立你的心目当中那个至高者是谁。
And that is to know who is the authority in your heart.
所以这一个至高者的确立就是你的信仰的确立。
And once you know this authority, then you know your faith.
所以在中国人的心目当中，
In the hearts of the Chinese people,
我们的至高者是谁呀？
Who is our authority?
谁呀？
Who?
我们的皇上。
Our emperor.
所以到他就结束了。
And so above him there is no one else.
所以我们不知道天上到底还有在我们的这个生命里边到底哪一位是我们的至高者。
And we don't know in our lives who is the highest authority.
所以我们就拜很多很多的偶像。
And so we worship idols.
所以我们弄个土地也拜个土地公。
And we may pray to the god of the earth.
然后我们厨房也弄一个灶君。
And the god of the kitchen.
甚至于我们厕所还有一个厕所的神。
And a deity of the restroom.
所以我们拜很多很多的神。
And so we worship many different idols.
后来佛教传到了中国。
And then Buddhism was transferred to China.
我们又以为佛可能是神。
And we think that Buddha is maybe God.
我们来拜他。
And we worship him too.
近代我们又开始拜马克思、拜恩格斯、拜毛泽东。
And some people worship Marx or Mao Zedong.
那么甚至于有一些人拜科学家
or scientists,
所以我们不知道我们该拜谁。
And we don't know who to worship.
所以我们的信仰是混乱。
And so our faith is very confused.
虽然在我们的祖先的这个文化当中，
Even though in the culture of our ancestors,
隐约知道有一位老天爷，
They know that there is a great father in heaven.
可是这位老天爷是谁呢？
But who is he?
我们跟他是什么关系呢？
What is our relationship to him?
他们我们不太清楚。
We are not too sure.
以色列人其实在那个时候也是类似的。
In that day, the Israelites were the same.
他们从他们祖先那里有一些的传统。
They had some traditions from their ancestors.
他们似乎知道有一位叫做亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
They vaguely remember some god of Abraham or Isaac and Jacob.
但是这位神到底怎么回事？
But what is he exactly?
和以色列人什么关系？
What is his relationship to us?
和普世的人是什么关系？
And his relationship to the rest of the world?
不清楚。
And they're not sure.
所以到了摩西的时候，
And so until the time of Moses,
借着伟大的神迹，
through the great miracles,
来见证摩西是这一位上帝的仆人，
to testify that Moses is a servant of God.
然后借着这个摩西，把谁是这一位上帝来启示下来。
And through Moses to reveal about the true God.
所以摩西开始写创世纪。
And so Moses wrote the book of Genesis.
原来告诉我们这位神是创造天地万物的那一位。
To say that God is the one who created the heavens and the earth.
原来使我们知道这一位上帝是创造人类把生命给人类的那一位。
And so we can know that God is the one who created man and made him alive.
原来知道因为人犯了罪背叛了这一位上帝。
And that we can know that man sinned and rebelled against God.
然后痛苦就来了。
And so suffering entered the world.
原来人们拜了偶像背叛了这位上帝。
And people worship idols to rebel against God.
所以我们跟这位上帝离得越来越远了。
And so our relationship has been worse and worse.
那么借着这一段的经文，
And through this passage today,
其实在创世纪的神创造世界的时候，神已这个圣经已经说了，
In Genesis actually it has already been forward,
上帝把人类世界造好了以后，
that after God created the world and humanity,
圣经就说神赐福给世界上的人，
the scripture says God blessed them.
那么这就告诉我们一个非常非常重要的真理，
And so we should know a very important truth.
我们所信仰的对象，
The one that we believe in,
不应该是一个人或者是一个有限的被造的对象，
is not a man-made thing.
我们信仰的对象，
The one that we believe in,
就是说我们相信他，依靠他，遵从他的那一位，
the one that we follow, the one that we rely on.
他应该是客观上的至高者。
He is the highest authority.
那么这个客观上，就是他真实客观的这位至高者，他是谁呢？
Who is he, objectively speaking?
圣经说，他是那位创造天地万物，使一切存在，有命定这一切运动法则的那一位。
The scripture says he is the creator of heaven and earth.
因此我们讲一件事。
And so we should speak of a certain thing.
信仰的第一重要的是。
What is the most important thing in faith?
不是虔诚。
It is not your piety.
而是正确。
But it is your correctness.
所以你在信仰上你的对象的正确。
And so first you should believe in the correct thing.
是决定着你的信仰的价值的首要因素。
And that will determine the value of your faith.
如果你信仰错了，
If you believe in the wrong thing,
你越虔诚你就越麻烦。
The more pious you are, the worse you are.
今天我们有一个错误的字。
Today there's a mistake.
那个我们把伊斯兰那一些去抱着炸弹去炸别人的人，把它称为恐怖主义。
We call those suicide bombers from Islam, we call them terrorists.
错了。
That is the wrong word.
那是虔诚的伊斯兰主义。
They are pious Muslims.
所以他们不是错误的信仰。
They do not have a wrong faith.
他们是在他们自己的信仰里面非常正确的。
But in their own faith, they are very pious.
今天你看到很多这个伊斯兰教徒跟你关系很好。
Today you may have a very good relationship with someone.
那才是他们的信仰的错误。
They are wrong.
他们认为那些是错的。
They think that they are wrong.
所以那些抱着炸弹来炸我们的那些人。
And so the ones that go and attack you.
那才是真正的虔诚的这个伊斯兰教徒。
They are true pious Muslims.
跟你做朋友的。
The one who is a friend with you.
那是对自己的伊斯兰教还不太明白的。
He's the one who does not truly understand Islam.
所以我们原来以为那些跟我们好的那才是真正的伊斯兰教徒吗？
We may think that the friendly ones are the true followers.
不是的。
Not so.
那是他们根本对自己的宗教还不太了解的人。
They are the ones who do not understand their own faith.
宗教是没有妥协性的。
Religion has no compromise.
它是不可能妥协的。
It cannot compromise.
宗教和哲学的最大差别在哪里？
The difference between religion and philosophy
就是它的绝对性的本质。
Is that religion is absolute.
所以对于哲学来说，就是你有你的想法，他有他的想法。
Philosophy can be subjective.
宗教不是。
But religion cannot be.
宗教是以绝对的形象出现。
Religion appears in an absolute form.
所以面对这个对待宗教是用虔诚和敬拜。
And so when you face religion, you must be pious and you must be worshipful.
所以那是你把它当作一个绝对的对象来敬拜它，这个是对待宗教的态度。
And you worship it as a figure of authority.
所以既然是这样的话
，And since this is the case，
任何一个宗教都一定认为我的是绝对的真理，你的肯定不是绝对的真理。
Every religion must believe that they are the truth, and all others are not.
在宗教里边是不可能有包容性。
In religion, there can be no compromise.
凡是有包容性的。
All that compromise,
那都是他对自己的宗教不虔诚。
They don't truly understand their own faith.
所以今天这个世界想要制造和平。
And so the world today wants to create peace.
他就想要叫所有的人都要对自己的宗教不要太虔诚。
And so they wish that all will not be too pious to their faith.
其实这是一个错误的盼望。
And this is a wrong hope.
人对待自己的宗教，他有一种本能的虔诚性。
Every person has a desire to be pious.
所以我们当年发动文化大革命的时候
，And so in the day of the Chinese Cultural Revolution，
无论当时的造反派
，for the rebels，
还是保皇派
，or for the traditional，
他们是这个
imperials，
保护毛泽东的那一派。anyway， 这个他们翻译了，他们也听不懂。他们都想的是忠于毛泽东的，对不对？
Both sides wanted to worship 毛泽东。
其实那个时候，他们所做出来的很多的行为
，all of the things that they did，
都是出于他们对于共产主义和毛泽东的虔诚而表现出来的。
Was because of their passion for their leader。
可是为什么会出现那种情况呢
？But how come it came to such a？
因为信仰对象的错误。
Because their faith was in the wrong person。
世界上一切虚假的宗教。
All false religions in the world。
为什么会产生那些问题
？Why would such issues occur？
是信仰对象的错误。
Because the one they believe in is false。
所以建立正确的信仰。
And so to build a correct faith。
面对正确的这个你信仰的对象。
We must face the correct person.
是建立信仰的第一要素。
And this is the most important aspect of your faith.
当然还有第二要素。
Of course, there are more.
那就是你信仰对了以后。
And that is when your faith is correct.
你要用虔诚的心来面对你的正确的信仰的对象。
You must face it with a faithful heart.
但是我们也非常遗憾的一件事。
But there is an unfortunate thing.
今天世界上我们看到两种现象。
Today we see two things in the world.
一种现象叫做假神真拜。
One phenomena is people worshipping the false god.
所以他们甚至于可以用他们的性命，不惜牺牲自己的性命去拜一个错的上帝。
And they will sacrifice their lives to worship this false god.
所以当年我们中国人做了很多这种的蠢事。
And we saw the Chinese people do this in days past.
我小的时候也被教导。
When I was young, I was taught this.
为了革命。
Die for the revolution.
视死如归。
Die for the revolution.
这个you treat your death like you go home. 我说归到哪里？我说视死如归，这个他很难翻译，不翻译也没关系啊。这个我说视死如归归到哪里？我的老师说就把死看作回家。你知道这个视死如归是从哪里来的吗？
And so in those days, they say treat your death like going home.
这个共产党这个盗用了很多圣经上的话。
And actually, the government copied some things from the Bible.
不是 government, the Communist Party.
The Communist Party.
因为 the Communist Party is rooted in the European culture.
Because they learned from European culture.
所以你应该翻中文。
从欧洲学来的。
所以那个根源是从欧洲里边 发源出来，所以它很多很多东西都是从圣经来的。
And so their origins were from the European thoughts.
这个视死如归是从罗马的殉教者，这个罗马时代的殉教者的这个口号里边发出来的。
It is written from a passage in the book of Romans.
这个不是 passage Romans， 是从这个 Roman time， those martyrs when they faced the persecution， when they faced death， they said， now we'll go home。所以当他们这个罗马时代的时候，那一些面对罗马政府逼迫的基督徒，他们面对死亡的时候，他们唱歌，他们喜乐，他说我们现在回家了。
And so the Christians in the time of the Romans when they were martyred, they would sing and worship to say that they were going home.
共产党是相信无神论的。
The communist government believes in atheism.
一个无神论的人，他死的时候他回哪个家？
If an atheist dies, which home will they return to?
他说我去见马克思去了。
I will go and visit Marx.
马克思在哪里？
Where is Karl Marx?
无神论的人相信马克思死了以后他还存在吗？
Do the atheists believe that he still lives?
所以这都是欺骗人的话。
And so these are all lies.
所以欺骗那一些为他们的政权去牺牲的那些人。
To deceive people to sacrifice themselves for their cause.
所以几千万人为了实现共产主义牺牲自己的生命。
And thousands of people sacrificed their lives for communism.
共产党在中国掌权了。
And the Communist Party became the leader.
掌了权以后呢？
After that.
说让少数人先富起来。
Let the minority build themselves up.
那还共产吗？今天共产党还共产吗？
Is it actually communist?
今天当然不共产了。
Of course, it's not communist.
今天再共产的话，不把他的产供给你了吗？
Shouldn't they share their things communally?
以前的时候，共产是为了让你的产到我这里来。
And your wealth has come to them.
所以那一些牺牲的人，
And so those who sacrifice themselves,
不过是帮助了一些人去抢夺另一批人。
They helped one group of people rob another group.
用的是一个骗人的口号。
Using a lying words.
问题在哪里？
Where is the issue?
信仰的对象错了。
That they believe in the wrong authority.
因为他不是上帝。
Because they are not God.
因为他不是真理。
Because they are not truth.
你为他牺牲自己。
You sacrifice yourself for
God. 浪费你的生命。
You waste your life.
因此，神在以色列人出埃及的时候，
And so when the Israelites came out of Egypt,
要建立他们的信仰。
God is to establish their faith.
告诉你，你应该信仰的对象是谁。
And tell them who is the one you are to worship.
这一位创造天地万物的独一的真神。
The sole creator of the heavens and the earth.
那才是蒙福的泉源。
He is the one who can bless you.
然后当你认这一位上帝的时候，
And when you recognize him,
又很容易走到另外一个错误的里面去。
You can walk into another path.
那么这个错误就是把信仰变成宗教。
And that is to make your faith into a religion.
所以我们中国人去找一个上帝的时候，
And so when the Chinese people look for God,
找到了这个上帝，他们干什么呢？
What do they do when they find him?
他们就建一个庙。
They will build a temple.
然后进去干什么？
And
进去礼拜。
Go into worship.
这个也是不光是中国人，在普世的宗教里边都是一样。
Not only Chinese, but all people in the world.
基督教也是一样
，including Christianity.
所以听见福音，拿到圣经以后干什么
？What do they do when they receive the gospel?
盖一个教堂
，build a church.
进去祷告
，go in and pray.
敬拜
，worship.
以为这个就讨好了上帝
，as if this will make God happy.
以为这个就是信仰
，as if this is their faith.
然后就祷告了上帝，赞美了上帝。
And after praying and worshiping,
有的人到庙里边烧了香
，and some people will burn incense.
这个过年的时候，他们抢着去烧那个头炷香。
At New Year, they will fight to be the first person.
以为他们烧了那个第一个烧香的人，他们就被上帝特别的看重祝福了。
As if the first person will be especially blessed.
上帝告诉我们说我根本不稀罕你那炷香。
And God says, I do not want this thing.
我们基督徒要不要敬拜上帝？
Should Christians worship God?
要不要？
Should we?
要。敬拜上帝的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of this?
什么叫做敬拜上帝？
What is worshiping God?
敬拜上帝是宣告确立你跟上帝之间的每一个有效的关系。
To worship God is to publicize your relationship with Him.
敬拜上帝不是你来讨好上帝的时候。
It's not for you to ask to make Him happy.
敬拜上帝是你来认他的时候。
It is your time to recognize Him.
来宣告他是你的神。
To say that He is my God.
当你宣告他是你的神的时候
，And when you declare that he is my God，
等于宣告了你生命当中的至高者是谁。
You declare who is your authority。
我们的 Australia government， 我们的澳洲政府也宣告我们的政府是一个无神论的政府。
And the Australian government also declares that it is not a Christian God。
我们中国宣告我无神论。
And China also is the same。
无神论表示什么意思
？And what does this mean？
我在这里，我跟大家问过好多次了。
I have often asked people what does atheism mean？
重要的话说三遍。圣经说重要的话要说七遍。无神论表示什么意思
？What does atheism mean？
表示无至高权威论。
It means no highest authority。
所以。凡是相信无神论的人
And so all who believe in atheism,
在他的生命里边就没有绝对的标准
There is no standard in their life.
如果没有绝对的标准
And if there is no standard,
我们一切的讨论就绝对失去了基础。
There is no establishment for any discussion.
所以，凡是走无神论道路的
，and so all who walk the path of atheism，
最终他一定这个没有因为没有约束而犯罪堕落。
At heart, they will become corrupt because there is no standards.
因为在他的生命里边，没有任何的东西成为他真正的内在的约束。
Because nothing can truly control them.
所以，当摩西为以色列人建立信仰的时候
，and so when Moses was to truly build the faith of the Israelites,
他就说：“你要谨守他的律例、诫命、典章，听从他的话。”
He said, "You must observe the word of God."
那么，这个就是我们的蒙福之路。
And this is the path to being blessed.
我们在这里知道了。福从哪里来
？And so we recognize where does blessing come from?
从造天地万物的上帝，独一的真神那里来。
From the creator of the heavens and earth.
福怎么样来
？How will the blessing come?
不是你在烧香磕头敬拜的时候来。
Not when you're worshiping or burning incense.
上帝说，你遵行他的话。
But he said, when you follow my words.
因为他的话就是真理的。本体就是真理的本身
Because his words are truth.
因为他创造了万物
Because he created the universe.
因为他设立了关系
Because he established the laws of the world.
因为他制定了这一切的法则
Because he set all things in motion.
圣经告诉我们
And the scripture tells us.
上帝设立这一切的法则
All that God set in motion.
出于一个最原始的动因
It came from one core motive.
什么神设立着一切的法则
Everything that God created
包括这个物质运动的法则
Including the laws of physics
包括我们人际关系的法则
Including the laws of social relations
那人际关系的法则就是我们道德的法则
And that is ethics
这一切的法则都出于一个字
All of these laws come from one thing
什么哎，出于他对我们的爱
All of this comes from His love for us.
人得到爱
All people receive love.
人就得到了福气
And when then people are blessed.
人没有爱
If people do not have love.
人就没有福气
They have no blessing.
所以福气是从一个什么样的源头来的
So where does blessing come from?
一定是从一个爱你的源头来的
It must come from one who loves you.
共产党为什么最后走到今天这个地步
Why did the Communist Party go there?
因为它不是爱
Because it does not have love.
因为它不是爱的本体。
It is not love.
就算它愿意帮助你
，Even if they are willing to help you,
它有这个愿望。
It has this goodwill.
它没有内心里边真正使它做出来的那个动力。
It doesn't have the true motive.
所以它口里说的我爱你
，And it can say that it loves you.
形式上是它做出来的时候，它说我最你还最好是爱我吧。
But when it acts, it actually says better if you, for you to love me.
所以现在你发现有几个真正的共产党员是爱他的百姓的。
And you usually see which communist leaders truly love their people.
很少。
There are very few.
即便他有这个爱的本能。
Even though they have the ability.
他面对这个实际生活挑战的时候。
In the face of everyday challenges.
他那一点点的爱是经不起这个实际生活的那个要求的。
That tiny amount of love is not nearly enough.
所以很快他就爱不下去了
And soon they will fall away.
所以我们知道这一个爱必须来自于那个爱的本体
And so we know that this love must come from its origin.
当他制定这个世界的时候
When he established the world.
出于爱
It was from love.
创造我们的时候
When he made us.
也是出于爱
It was from love.
那么他命定我们遵守他的法则的时候
And when he commanded us to follow his law.
圣经所有让我们做的
Everything the scripture asks us to do
都是对我们有好处的弟兄姊妹
is for our own good.
你好好的遵守
if you go and follow,
对你有好处
it will be better for you.
对周围的人有好处
it will be better for the people around you.
我曾经传福音的时候遇见过好几个这样的人
often I will evangelize to some people.
他说如果每一个人都按照圣经去遵守的话
they say that if everyone followed the Bible,
这个世界就没有问题了
there will be no issues in the world.
我说既然是这样
And I said, if that is the case,
我说你为什么不照着做呢
Why do you not do so?
他说因为大家都不做，我做就吃亏了嘛。
And they say, because no one else does it, so I don't want to do it either.
那是我说大家都要做，总要有人开始做嘛。
And I say, if you want everyone to do it,
他说谁先做谁傻瓜。
And he said, whoever does it first will lose.
我说你错了。
I said, you are wrong.
其实当我们照着做的时候
when we go and do it,
不仅仅是这个法则本身给我们带来福气。
The law, not only does the law bring us benefit.
在28章里面是这样说的。这个你若留意听从耶和华你神的话遵守他一切的诫命第一节啊就是今日所吩咐你的他必使你超乎万民之上。
We read from chapter 28, verse 1. If you will only obey the Lord your God by diligently observing all his commandments that I am commanding you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth.
下面第二节说你若听从耶和华你神的话以下的这些祝福就要临到你。
All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God.
为什么这些福会临到我们呢?
Why will these blessings come upon you?
因为这一位我们所相信的上帝
Because the God that we believe in.
他不仅仅是创造了这个万物的上帝
He is not only the creator of the heavens and earth.
他仍然是管理这个万物的上帝
But he is the one who looks after it.
他仍然是活的上帝
He is a living God.
圣经说他的眼目在遍察全地
The scripture says his eyes look upon the world.
所以这个世界上每一个人的行为
And so all the actions that we do today,
每一个人的心思意念
all the hidden desires in our hearts,
圣经说都在上帝的面前是赤露敞开的
The scripture says God can see them all.
所以如果你是一个遵行上帝的人
And so if you're one who follows God,
哪怕周围的人都不是只有你一个是
Even if you're the only one,
上帝不会把你忘记
God will not forget you.
上帝会敞开天上的窗户来祝福你
But God will bless you.
上帝的祝福一方面是整体性的
His blessing is all covering.
同时也是个体性
But also specific.
神不会使一个爱他的人上帝因为周围的人都那么乱所以你也跟着倒霉不会
He will not throw you away because everyone beside you is not good.
圣经里边给了我们很多很多的例证
In scripture we see many examples.
使我们知道就是在一个非常混乱的环境里边就一个人相信他上帝绝对拯救他到底
That we can see that God will save even if there's only one person in a crowd.
时间关系我不能一一的举例了
We will not point them all out today.
包括像喇合这样的人
including people like Rahab,
像这个挪亚这样的人
including people like Noah,
像这个罗德这样的人
including people like Lot,
那都是在非常糟糕的环境里面
These people lived in very corrupt environments,
就一个人敬畏上帝
and only one person worshiping God,
上帝就祝福他
and God will bless him,
保护他
protect them,
拯救他
save them.
所以弟兄姊妹
And so, brothers and sisters,
什么是蒙福的道路呢?
What is the path to blessing?
是我们认定这一位至高者。
It's when we recognize our authority.
了解他的心意。
We understand his will.
存着谦卑顺服的心去遵守。
And with a humble heart, we follow.
弟兄姊妹，我们比以色列人更加的蒙福。
We are more blessed than the Israelites.
因为以色列人的时候
Because in the time of the Israelites,
他们做不到。
They could not do it.
上帝没有把他们能够遵行上帝旨意的那个关键告诉他们
God didn't tell them the most vital part of their faith
今天我们比他更蒙福
And today we are more blessed
因为耶稣基督已经为我们的罪牺牲了生命
Because Jesus Christ sacrificed his life for us
耶稣基督已经升到天上成为我们的中保
And he has ascended into the heavens to be our mediator
所以这个今天我很感谢啊这两天我就觉得心里面特别感动这个梁婷婷姊妹选的这一个宣召的经文
I'm very grateful to the passages that our team has chosen
希伯来书的第十章
chapter 10 for Hebrews
因为耶稣基督已经以他牺牲的生命为我们开了这一条又新又活的路
because Jesus Christ has opened a new and living way for us
可以使我们这些基督徒随时来到上帝的面前祈祷
that we can regularly come before God
我们就可以随时得到帮助
and we can regularly receive help from him
同时呢
And at the same time,
当耶稣基督升天的时候
when Christ ascended into heaven,
2000年以前的时候
2000 years ago,
就把圣灵拆下来了
He sent his spirit.
所以圣灵要住在我们中间
And so the spirit shall dwell amongst us.
为我们祷告祈求
To pray for us.
来引导我们的心
And lead our hearts.
给我们力量来遵守他的话
Give us power to follow his word.
那么同时呢
At the same time,
今天圣经已经写完了
The scripture has been written.
我们透过从创世纪到启示录所有的圣经，我们可以准确地了解上帝的旨意。
From scripture through revelations, we can understand God's will.
这就是我们蒙福的那个条件，那个基础。
And this is the most basic requirement for our blessing.
在这个彼得后书里边说，神的神能已经把我们蒙福虔诚所需要一切都已经给我们了。
In 2 Peter, it is written that God has created all the requirements we need to receive blessing.
现在就看我们是不是有智慧的人。
Only to see if we are wise people.
是不是认识我们的上帝。
Do we recognize our God?
明白他的真理。
And understand his truth.
照着遵行。
To follow.
当我们软弱的时候。
And when we are weak.
我们寻求他的帮助。
We will ask for his help.
如此我们就成为蒙福的人。
And we will become blessed people.
弟兄姊妹，现在把眼睛瞪大一点。
Sister, today, open your eyes.
你看一看这个世界上。
Have a look at the world.
凡是信耶稣基督的地方。
All the places which are Christian.
伸出你的指头数一数。
Count them.
是不是蒙福的地方？
Are they blessed?
凡是拜偶像的地方。
All those that worship idols.
你看看那个结局。
Look at them.
是不是被咒诅的地方？
Are they cursed?
你看看现在中东的那些的新闻照出来的镜头。
And look at the news that we can see from the Middle East.
那个地方曾经是非常丰富的地方。
That was formerly a very rich land.
可是现在你看的那些东西都是土黄色。
But now you see it is all desert.
那里是不蒙福的地方。
It is cursed.
很多曾经蒙福的地方。
Many formerly blessed places.
像印度。
Such as India.
印度在喜马拉雅山山脉的南面。
India is on the southern side of the Himalayas.
几乎是世界上最富饶的土地。
It is the most fertile land on the whole earth.
但是因为信仰的错误，
but their faith is wrong.
那个地方的文化非常糟糕。
And their culture is very
成为世界上非常贫穷落后的国家。
And they become a very poor and
你看看泰国。
Look at Thailand.
是非常富裕的土地。
A very fertile land.
可是现在这个国家怎么样呢？
But still they are very poor.
中国也是一样。
Same for China.
非常美好的土地。
A very fertile land.
可是因为我们信仰的错误。
But because of the wrong faith.
到了清朝末年的时候被称为东亚病夫。
They were called the steeped in poverty.
The sick man in the East Ocean, Asian.
So,
所以这个今天中国在慢慢的起来了。
And so today China is rising.
你要知道中国现在是世界上基督徒比例相当高的国家了。
And today China has a higher proportion of Christians.
这是中国蒙福的开始。
And this is the beginning of their blessing.
你开始你的蒙福吗？
Will you receive blessing?
但愿你认他，明白他，遵行他，依靠他。
If you recognize, understand, and follow and rely on him.
跟我说一下好吗？认他。
Will you recognize him?
明白他。
You understand him?
遵守他
you follow him,
然后依靠他
and you rely on him.
因为我们光明白不行的你做不到
because it is not enough to only understand.
所以依靠他
and so you must rely.
但愿我们每一个人走在这蒙福的道路上
and I hope that all of us can be blessed.
2017年是我们每一个人蒙福的一年
and 2017 can be a blessed year.
愿神祝福大家